Hi, everybody. My name is Dr. Natalie Marr, and I am here to help you learn to love your story.
Finding out in midlife that if you had put yourself at the center of your life, things would have looked a lot differently by now is sometimes a difficult pill to swallow. And I don't think that you need to worry about it or regret that you didn't know it until now. In fact, I would challenge you to believe that it's coming into midlife that really allows you to be able to finally see this truth. That if authentically you put yourself at the center and care for yourself as the top priority in your life, that in actuality, you're taking care of all of the passions, all of the responsibilities, all of the people that you want to be taking care of in your life. The only tool you've been given to do any of that work was you. And you are just now being born into this new view of your life. Today's practice is to help you to be able to truly honor that. And I can think of no better way to help us start this meditation than by reciting a poem by Jane Relaford Brown. This poem sat on a plaque on my mother's wall for most of her midlife. Now, I lost my mother long before I could have shared with her the joys of understanding and stepping into this second phase in my life where I know that I am my life's purpose, that you are your life's purpose. Because I imagine the reason this poem sat on her wall had much to do with that. But let's start by having me recite this poem to help guide us on our meditation practice. Finding her here. I am becoming the woman I've wanted. Gray at the temples, soft body, delighted, cracked up by life with a laugh that's known bitter, but past it got better. Knows she's a survivor, that whatever comes, she can outlast it. I am becoming a deep weathered basket. I am becoming the woman I've longed for, the motherly lover with arms strong and tender, the growing up daughter who blushes surprises. I am becoming full moons and sunrises. I find her becoming this woman I've wanted, who knows she'll encompass, who knows she's sufficient, knows where she's going and travels with passion, who remembers she's precious, but knows she's not scarce, who knows she is plenty, plenty to share. I love this poem, and I really hope that you revel in it as much as I do, and that you recognize yourself in this. I think it takes until midlife for us to truly, truly appreciate the gift that's been bestowed on us, the gift of ourselves, and that it's not just something to do to recreate ourselves or live our best life, but really a call to action for us to step into honoring our own worth in a way that best provides the world with the gift, the unique gift that is us. Remember that in the billions of people that have come before, and in the billions of people that will follow, no one has been you. No one has held the qualities that you hold in just the unique way that you do. That, my friend, is the most precious gift anyone could have given any of us. And each of us has this gift. Now it's ours to unpack that and to honor that and to bring into this world in whatever way we want the version of us that this world gave to us to be our purpose. Let's begin our practice. Focus on the centering thought, I am my life's purpose. Repeat it silently or quietly out loud to yourself. I am my life's purpose. I am my life's purpose. Whenever you notice the natural inclination for your mind to wander, turn your mind back to your practice by focusing on your centering thought. I am my life's purpose. I am my life's purpose. I am my life's purpose. Each time you repeat the centering thought and focus your mind into your practice, notice your mind and body relax. I am my life's purpose. I am my life's purpose. I will now give you time to focus your practice. At the end of the practice, you will hear my voice guiding us back into our day. you may stop repeating the centering thought. Notice your body in the place you are sitting. Feel how it feels to have contact with the chair or the floor where you're seated. As you feel comfortable, gently blink your eyes open and notice the room with a soft focus. Take note of how your body and mind feels at this moment and enjoy the sensation that it brings. And think for a moment how you will try and bring this sensation, this feeling you've created in your meditation today, into the rest of your day, and benefit from the gift you've given yourself here.